When it rains, it pours. Global warming and the increase in extreme precipitation from 1948 to 2011 found that severe weather events more than doubled in frequency in New Hampshire, and extreme downpours and snowstorms are up 84% in Vermont. It also found that the biggest storms are getting bigger. The report is being distributed in New England by the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Executive Director Paul Burns says the data confirms what many people have been thinking.
Storms seem to be happening more frequently. That is really, really severe downpours and some big snowstorms. And this data proves that that is in fact true, particularly in the Northeast. Extreme snow and rainstorms are becoming more common. And, for instance, in Vermont, a storm that might have happened once every 12 months in 1948 is now due to happen about once every 6.5 months here in Vermont. So an 85% increase in the frequency of severe storms. And that's not insignificant. We're seeing these trends happening really almost everywhere, but it is particularly true in the Northeast.
The New England region had the largest increase in severity of storms, followed by the Mid-Atlantic region. New York State had a 64% increase in the frequency of severe storms. Despite the precipitation increase, there is severe drought in over 50% of the country. The report says that's due to climate change. And VPIRG's Paul Burns says the rain and drought cycle is expected.
We are experiencing climate change, as the world scientific community has said that we are. They've also said that we should expect more of this kind of precipitation pattern. A warmer atmosphere actually causes there to be faster and more complete evaporation of any moisture that's in the soil and coming off of plants and so forth. And the warmer atmosphere can hold more of that moisture at a single time. This means that we actually are likely to have more severe storms, but also periods of dry weather, even drought, in between the storms.
Northeast Regional Climate Center climatologist Jessica Reynolds confirmed that there has been an increase in extreme rainfall events that will continue and will occur more often. Reynolds also said they are seeing many of the same trends illustrated in the Environment America report, including the drought and heavy rain cycles.
It does seem very counterintuitive and contradictory, but that is something we're expecting, is to have more droughts and more extreme rain events. So it seems, how can we have both? But it's where we'll see these dry conditions and these droughts like we're having this summer, although not as bad in the Northeast. And actually, Albany was just improved this week with the drought center. But, you know, we will see these long, more dry periods, and then we can still have floods because it's too much rain all at once. It can't be absorbed in the ground, and then the streams get overflowing and get flooding. A lot of it does have to do with climate change. It's not a doomsday. It's not all doom and gloom. The best thing we can do is adapt and prepare for changes that we expect to see.
The report assessed the frequency and total amount of precipitation using data from 3,700 weather stations across the contiguous U.S. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.